Chapter 19.
Luke was alone. The realization sliced through him, cutting him up inside. It hurt even to breathe. Biggs, it didn't feel real. How could Biggs be gone when Luke had only just found him again? Just like his aunt and uncle, just like Ben, even Han and Chewbacca had left.
Status, Red 5.
Luke shook himself, trying to break out of his stupor.
His X-Wing leveled off as he regained full control.
Tears tracked down his cheeks, but he wiped them away against his shoulder.
This was a battle. This was their one chance. He couldn't let the others down by just packing it in and giving it all up, no matter how much his chest felt like it was about to cave in on itself.
Still on track for my run, he said. His whole world became the targeting screen.
As the TIE fighters raced up behind him, he rolled right and left to avoid their fire.
A sudden chill overtook even his pulsing anxiety as he risked a glance back toward the TIE fighter with the angular wings. He felt like death itself was chasing him.
Don't think about that, he ordered himself.
The yellow crosshairs on his targeting screen steadied as the exhaust port came into focus.
Use the Force, Luke.
There it was again. Ben's voice filled his mind like a cloud of warm smoke.
The Death Star's surface raced under him.
He was hearing what he needed to hear. A comforting, familiar voice.
Luke turned back toward the targeting device and adjusted it.
Let's go, Luke.
Again, he shook his head, but it was like Ben was sitting behind him, placing a calming hand on his shoulder.
Let it go, Luke.
If the Force was as limitless as Ben had said, if it was with him in every moment, why couldn't Ben somehow be reaching across it to encourage him? He knew what Ben was asking him to do. Turn off the targeting screen. Trust his instincts. But this was it. His one shot. Yavin 4 was minutes away from being destroyed, and the rebellion along with it. Hadn't Red Leader tried to use the targeting system, though? It hadn't worked for him, even though the system had been perfectly calibrated. Luke turned the thought over in his mind, his pulse speeding as fast as his ship. And then there was that moment on the Falcon. Luke had been blinded and still managed to deflect the blast from the remote. That should have been impossible. But maybe that's what Ben had really been trying to tell him. The impossible could become possible if he was just willing to trust himself and the Force.
Luke, trust me.
Grim determination pooled in the center of Luke's chest. He took a deep breath, closing his eyes and reaching for that place of warmth he had felt on the Falcon and in the simulator. It was like slipping into a refreshing stream after being caught under the pounding sun for too long. Luke reached up and flipped a switch.
The targeting screen drew back with a click, clearing his field of vision.
Luke, this is Base One.
General Dodonna's voice crackled over the comm.
You've turned off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
Nothing, Luke said, feeling the last bit of tightness in his chest ease.
I'm all right. A burst of laser fire from the TIE fighter with the angular wings engulfed R2, sending sparks flying.
Luke was sure he could hear the little droid wailing as he looked back over his shoulder, trying to assess the damage.
I've lost R2.
The Death Star is in range of the planet,
General Dodonna warned.
The trench narrowed slightly as Luke raced toward the exhaust port, his hand steady on the controls, his thumb flicking up the cover over the launch button for the proton torpedoes. He felt like he was being carried along by a powerful stream. But instead of being afraid, he was sure of himself, sure that he could succeed.
Another explosion from behind him momentarily rocked his focus.
Yahoo!
A new voice joined the fray,
overpowering the surprise sounds from Base One and the other pilots. A smile stretched across Luke's face.
Han!
Luke yelled. The Millennium Falcon was cruising behind him and had destroyed two of the TIE fighters and sent the third one, with the odd wings, spinning off into space. Luke could hear Chewbacca roaring in victory in the background.
You're all clear, kid,
Han said.
Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Luke turned back to the task at hand, his finger over the trigger for the torpedoes. When the feeling came, a strong nudge from some invisible energy force, Luke slammed his thumb down on the trigger and fired.